Efforts are underway to get a constitutional amendment on Florida's 2016 general election ballot that would restore voting rights to felons who've completed their sentences. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports the issue will be the subject of a public discussion Monday evening in Pensacola.
Florida is currently one of the toughest states in the country, along with Kentucky and Iowa, for ex-felons seeking to have their civil rights restored.
Florida is one of three states that has a lifetime ban on voting for people who've been convicted of a felony.
Sarah Latshaw is director of ACLU of North Florida and will be one of the panelists leading the discussion at the forum presented by the Pensacola Coffee Party and League of Women Voters of the Pensacola Bay Area. Specifically, Latshaw says it can be a lifetime voting ban for felons, given Florida's required application process and extensive waiting periods.
There is a clemency board that one can apply to. However, the rules are changing every 4 years as the board changes. And as it is right now, it is incredibly difficult, verging on impossible. From 2010 to 2014, only 1,500 people had their rights restored. And the backlog is about 20,000 applicants. So at this point, it's a virtual standstill.
To Latshaw's point about the constantly changing rules, the disenfranchisement of hundreds of thousands of ex-felons, mostly African Americans, was an issue during the hotly contested 2000 presidential election in Florida. In 2007, under former Governor Charlie Crist, the statute was changed to allow automatic restoration of civil rights upon completion of time served. During the Crist administration, the Clemency Board restored the rights of more than 155,000 nonviolent offenders. But in March of 2011, under Governor Rick Scott, the rules stiffened again, with the Clemency Board currently requiring all individuals convicted of any felony to wait 5 years before applying. Tougher restrictions are in place for ex-felons convicted of more serious crimes. According to Latshaw, the rules have been too unpredictable and unfair.
And that's why it would make sense for us to make it a consistent process where those who have erred are able to earn back their rights and have a second chance.
And having the right to vote, says Latshaw, is important in the lives of ex-felons, allowing them to participate in the democratic process and begin to engage in their communities.
So often when people come out of the criminal justice system, they're faced with so many hurdles. You know, the punishment are mandatory. They're restricted from professional licenses and discriminated against in employment and housing, and voting is just another piece of that puzzle. So, you know, it just creates a system where people are almost set up to fail.
Representing ACLU of Florida, Sarah Latshaw will be joined on the panel by Dr. Matthew Crow, chair of the University of West Florida Criminal Justice Department, and Charles D. Thornton, president of the NAACP Pensacola branch. One of their goals is to explain the felon voting rights issue and to help participants understand the proposed ballot initiative.
So basically, the amendment would allow for those who've completed the terms of their sentence to earn back their right to vote. However, this wouldn't apply to people who have been convicted of murder or a sexual offense. They would have to go back through that normal clemency process.
As for the process of getting the proposed constitutional amendment on the 2016 ballot, efforts are underway to collect the nearly 70,000 petition signatures needed to trigger a constitutional review by the Florida Supreme Court. If you'd like to know more, the public discussion will be held Monday night at 6 at Franco's Italian Restaurant. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.